Proverbs chapter 24, don't envy evil men and don't desire to be with them. So don't envy, don't be jealous, think, oh, he's got such a smart car, she's got such a cool house, when they've got their wealth by not going God's way. Don't even desire to be with them. Don't think it's smart to be with rich people whose wealth is not from the right source. Because their mind, their heart, and their lips are full of mischief. Through wisdom, a house is builded, and by understanding it's established. Well, Jesus read these words, and he constructed from them his parable of the two houses. The man who built his house on the rock through listening to the words of Jesus and slowly, solidly building, and the foolish man who built his house on the sand. That's right. The floods came and washed it away because he didn't build it on the basis of listening to God's word. By knowledge will your rooms be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. So there's no quick way to wealth. I think that's the message here. And yet the world is full of these get-rich-quick schemes. Give me your money and you'll get rich quick. Oh, yes, I want that. It's all a deceit, and it all arises from people who are unwilling to accept God's way. A wise man is strong. Yes, a man of knowledge increases his strength. For by wise advice you should make war, and in the multitude of advisers there is safety. Wisdom is too high for a fool. He opens not his mouth in the gate. The thought of foolishness is sin. So, Jesus builds on that when he says that it's not just your actions, it's thinking about doing them. And all the way through the Bible, the emphasis is upon the heart and the mind. And that is why we need the Holy Spirit, because the Spirit is the mind or the power, the thinking of God that comes into our mind and our heart and our thinking. If you faint in the day of trouble, your strength is small. So if you're spiritually strong, you will not give up, ever give up.
Why don't people want the Holy Spirit?
That's a very good question. Because they prefer their own natural way of thinking. They think that they have got wisdom inside themselves and they don't need God to give them anything. If you delay in delivering those who are being taken away to death and those who are about to be slain, if you say, behold, I didn't know about it, doesn't he who ponders the heart consider it? And he that keeps your life, doesn't he know it? And will he not render to every man according to his works? That's quoted right at the end of the Bible, Revelation 22, verse 12, that when Jesus comes back, he will render to each person according to their works. And the works here are, if you like, sins of omission. Seeing somebody in a desperate situation and telling yourself, oh, I didn't know about that, or oh, I didn't realize, when you knew full well what was happening to them and that you could help them. And it's that kind of sin which is perhaps our biggest temptation. And those works, or if you like, the lack of works, the sin of omission, is what is going to be considered in the day of judgment. Find the knowledge of wisdom as if it's honey that you love to eat. Now, everyone loves honey. But that is how we should feel towards the words of wisdom. A just man falls seven times and rises up again, but the wicked fall into mischief. Now, we will fail, and we do fail. But the righteous man falls seven times. And seven in the Bible is the number of completeness. So he keeps on falling, but he gets up again. And this is a wonderful verse, I think, for us all to remember. A just man falls seven times and rises up again. The point is that you pick yourself up and go on in your walk towards the kingdom, even though you've sinned, even though you've failed. Don't rejoice when your enemy falls. Let not your heart be glad when he stumbles, lest the Lord see it and it displease him, and he turn away his wrath from him. So, again, in your heart, don't be glad when you see your enemy stumble.
because God sees your heart. It's all about attitudes of mind. Don't fret yourself because of evil men. Don't get worked up about it. Don't be envious at the wicked, for there shall be no reward to the evil man, and the light of the wicked will be put out. And that will be at the day of judgment, when Jesus comes back, and there's the resurrection of the dead, and all those responsible to him will be judged. That is when they will get their reward. My son, fear the Lord and the King, and don't meddle with those that are given to change, for their calamity will rise suddenly, and their ruin will be very great. These things also belong to the wise. It's not good to have respect of persons and judgment. Now, God does not respect persons, as Peter was taught when he was sort of resistant to the idea of mixing the Gentiles and certainly baptizing them. But he concluded that God does not respect persons, and neither should we. He that says to the wicked, you are righteous, him will the people curse, nations will hate him. But to them that rebuke him, there will be delight, and a good blessing will come upon them. The man who gives the right answer will kiss his lips. He'll be grateful that he spoke rightly. Don't be a false witness against your neighbor. Don't deceive with your lips. Don't say, I will do to him as he did to me. I will render to the man according to his work. Well, as I've just said, Revelation 22, verse 12, when Jesus comes back, then there will be the judgment, and then God will render to each man according as his work shall be. So you should not say, I will do to this person as he did to me. He punched me, so I shall punch him. And you can be sure that you will be tempted to punch him harder than he punched you. Control yourself. Do not do back to others as they did to you, because if you do, you're really showing that you don't believe that there will be a future judgment. I walked by the field of the lazy person and by the vineyard of the man who lacked understanding, and it was all grown over with thorns, and there were nettles that covered it, and the stone wall around it was broken down. And I thought about it, and this is what I concluded. Just a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall your poverty come as one that travels, and your want like an armed man. So laziness tends to be part of our nature, and you've got to be aware of that and see where it leads other people, that it leads them to a broken down life and to poverty in the end. Thank you.